Will you take? Take your bed. Yes, lie down. I will keep it in my head. He was in searching her prana as a Radha mode, her life in the
Mahaprabhu, oh God, that happened.
He was in the mood of Radhika. He began to see here and in snow sand and we at once touched the top of Gopinath Mukut.
His hand
climbed. Then he told others, okay, keep this hand out. You know, and he gave it to the left side. You know, he said, darling, you should not leave it any. So, there he built a heart. And Devi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come there and to listen to Kalva and to take the lesson of Gopinath. Because when he used to go to Jagannath, seeing Subhadra and Gopinath,
became so much sad.
He did not have so much pleasure, but he saw him. In front of Baldev and in front of sister Shiva. She used to be so much shame. So he began. He used to think that I have come to Kulchet. So she gave some separation there. And he tried to bring Krishna, the one man, from Kulchet to Vrindavan. Did not like to see Krishna there. Because there, Jagannath there, Krishna there, no Bansi, no Veshbhusha. Veshbhusha means dresses, not of Vrindavan, no Gopi there. All the associates of Varka, horses and elephants. So all the queens of Varka were there. Yeah, here there was no chance to have Krishna in Gopinath. So he felt so much separation. And that is why in Puri, always felt separation and separation.
But when he went to see Gopinath, he felt
ocean. So in Gampira, like Vrindavan, he felt that, who's that? He is in culture. And separation was always there. How to take not Vrindavan there, but in his, when Radhika went to Kulchetra, she did not took a rest with Krishna.
She could not be with Krishna?
He was given separate tambu.
Separate tambu?
Tambu.
Tambu?
Separate
accommodation?
Accommodation in cloths room.
Tents.
Tents.
Yes.
No?
She could not be with him,
Krishna, because Krishna used to live with
all Yadavas.
Yadavas and
Kings.
No? When it comes to his accommodation, she felt like him. All this, that separation.
Mahaprabhu thought.
So he sometimes says, she and picked that which is Kali. And pulse
in the ocean.
In the ocean. But there he is no, there is no Krishna. And he becomes like a paccha.
Hard
kurma.
Like a tortoise. All of his limbs are aside.
And sometimes
become very
six and seven hands. Four. This
separate
like this. And this people. Here also.
Every part are the joints separated.
Like a ghost. Everyone fears Krishna. And they begin to weep to see Chaitanya. That he is no more. But all was due to separation of Krishna. So to have some release from the ghost separation, he used to come to Gopinath, and same Gopinath, he said, oh, I come to Gopinath, my Pranati is here. Here subsiding of
this separation.
Here we see one side Radhika, one side Lalita, but both are like then he used to see looking up when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being in the mood of Radhika, but seeing Krishna, he leaves Radha and becomes Krishna.
When Mahaprabhu sees Kota Gopinath, he leaves his Radha mood and becomes in the mood of Krishna.
So he becomes black.
And he also becomes black.
Radha also becomes black by seeing his Prabhu and in mood of
insane.
And Lalita, the Saguru Damodar, becomes Lalita. So go and he takes the flute of Krishna and begin to
play the flute.
She also becomes, this is the mood of Vidhimanaprabhu. And you see that sometimes he is standing and sometimes sitting. Any vigraha
is not
we have not seen sitting, but here sitting. Someone says that the Radha Pandita, when he became old, then he could not give garland to Gopinath. But he seems not. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared at the age of 48. Gavadhar Prabhu was of the same age. So, Gadadhar Pandit left this world soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was disappeared. He also disappeared. So there is no chance to become old. One thing may be that at that time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, he, by following the order of Chaitanya, he did not left the person. But at that time he became so lean and thin and always willing separation, he could not stand and keep. So seeing his such a way, he, Atta Gopinath, sat down for his weakness. And the tears he used to give, this, or there was a moment Bhakta of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was at the time of Gadadhar Pandit Mahaprabhu, he used to serve. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, Gadadhar Pandit also disappeared, then Mamu was made by the government of police to serve Gopinath. So he became old, about 84, 80. He could not get the guy. So someone told that it may be that Mamu Pandit, when he became old, he used to give government, but he could not do. So Gopinath.
These are different opinions. Some people say this is Lalita and Radha, and some people say it is Lalita and Vishakha.
Yes,
it is both are correct, depending on their mood.
Because Gadadhar Pandit was there, he was Srimati Radhika. He was watching. So he was watching. And so Damodar Rai Ramanand, they are Lalita and Vishakha. When they were extreme, when they were seeing Krishna, Mahaprabhu, and Krishna became, Mahaprabhu became Krishna, then Lalita and Vishakha, both the shakas were sitting in there. In right hand. But the main person told that to Radhika and
general idea. Before coming to Puri, Mahaprabhu knew Swarup Damodar in his early years in Navadvip. They were school friends.
Yeah, both.
So they
both were friend of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Both means?
Both means Swarup Damodar and Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Pandit.
Yes.
All were.
They all grew up together.
Jagadananda Pandit.
Yes.
Mukunda, Dasu Ghosh. All were friends and companions.
From childhood. One time you said that after three dams in Mahaprabhu Lila that Navadvip is considered best, and then...
Today I'll go on.
Yes, but we could not understand what you were saying then.
I was telling that the three lessons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where he see a toe. At first he was in Navadvip, the childhood and reading, writing, up to Kishore Lila, he was there. When he became young, of 24, he left Tiha and came to Jagannath. Here, he mercifully did mercy to Rubha Pandit
Jagannath, in Jagannath, with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
I
went to
Sarvabhauma. And there at the Godavari Nadi, bank of Godavari, he met Rāyamāna. Rāyamāna in the same saw him. Mahabhava and Mahabhasarupani Radha and the Krishna Rasikshetra. So, Rasarad, Mahabhava, both at a time, and they came at a time. Again Mahaprabhu returned to Puri, and he enjoyed with the Pralambha Bhava of Srimati Radha. In Madhya, he had done Kishore Lila.
Navadvip is like Vrindavan.
Now, because Narottam Thakura and all others have told that it is Abhinna to Vrindavan. Sahab Jagannath Chakra, they have not told that Jagannath Puri is like Vrindavan. But it is like Dwarka Puri or Kurukshetra. Not as a Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself had seen something like a Chatapartai in Govardhan.
Didn't you say that it was? It really was like?
So, Vrindavan and Navadvip are Abhinna. Those were the follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do bhajan in Vrindavan. They will come out in
Vrindavan,
in the bank of Yamuna at Bansibad. It is written and told by our Guru Acharya. But Jagannath Puri is Vrindavan, it has never said. Sri Chhetra Mani, Lakshmi Chhetra, Shatpadhana Maruti Mani, Mahalakshmi Mani.
Not Sri meaning Radha.
In, if an animal lifts his body, he becomes four-handed. But in Vrindavan and Navadvip, no. There, two-handed, the associates of Radha and Krishna. So this is that more superior than Jagannath.
And the fourth place, you said Navadvip Puri and
then Puri,
South India.
Then
South India.
South India, I mean Godavari, but third and fourth is Vrindavan. Here Vrindavan and Navadvip are same. It is seen in two. At the time of Sadhak, it is seen as Navadvip. But in the Siddha Chhetra, it is seen as Vrindavan. In Sadhana Avastha, we will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Siddha. But when we will be Siddha, then we will see that, Radha and Krishna both have become Chaitanya. So both are one. And here, like Kurukshetra and Kurukshetra and Dwarka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see it. Sometimes Dibya Umar, he used to see it in like so much separation as Kurukshetra. And that place is Patsala.
School. Which place?
Godavari.
Godavari. Where he learned this?
Where he read something with his Siksha Guru, Vishakha Devi, in the school of Rāyamāna. and then he returned here
to practice. To
but he used always in Vrindavan. Between here and there.
Internally.
Internally and externally both. Where is Vrindavan? Where is Lalita? Where is Vishakha? He always used.
I've heard this part of Puri is called Gupta Vrindavan. I've been told that. Not true?
This part, Gopinath Seta and all of this. Because he used to see Gopinath, he used to see it as Vrindavan.
But it is not Vrindavan. It is always dwarf.
It is part of only Dwarka and Kurukshetra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, till the separation we are in full stream.
Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not go to Vrindavan first?
Because everyone will know that he is Krishna. There he will go
into
this sphere and become and he will not be in Radha mood, he will be in Krishna mood. When all that will be seen, resin and peacocks, ke ka, and quail and cuckoo birds, kuhu, then he will live that mood and become Krishna and begin to run and he will search for Radha. Oh Radha, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Because every leaves, every creepers, every trees, everything is calling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So he will not be in mood of and Radha Bhav cannot be.
We just follow everybody else. We follow all the other ladies.
Who?
They come, you come.
No one comes.
Okay.
They come when bias are here.
I have seen different things.
No.
I have seen ladies come and boys come up here.
No. Only you are desperate, you come.
So, you cannot turn away somebody who is desperate. You cannot reject somebody who is desperate. That is the regular principle.
That is right. You don't fear. But all fear.
I have not seen anyone who look fearful in this place. Everybody looks very peaceful.
Peaceful.
Like a father with his sons and daughters.
Sometimes I feel sleep.
Oh, I've seen that. But nobody becomes afraid. They accept it.
But they fear.
Yes, a little they fear. But not strongly. Because they know you.
Yesterday I arrived so much.
I know, I saw. I saw that. You
think so?
Yes.
But willingly I think.
I think
not by throat.
I think that there must have been a good reason and I think you must have been helping that person by becoming so angry. That is my understanding. Because there must be something you want to correct. And it firmly you have to help. Otherwise I don't think it
will. I want to operate.
Yes, that's something wrong. I hope your operation is successful.
That I think. He played away before operation.
He did not get operated.
I wanted to operate.
When he saw the knife, he changed his mind and kept his sickness.
Two minutes.
So, first of all, yesterday you went to Gopinath and took darshan of Gopinath. And you took those people from Delhi. You took those couple from Delhi. So in front of the Khanda, the Babaji was there. You explained how this was Lalita and Radharani. Who? You.
You heard?
I heard. But meaning is not clear. But then you said something about Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Lalita and Vishaka, and then that lady asked, so is this Vishaka, Lalita Vishaka, or Radharani? I want to know how you explained your, what was your explanation of that point?
Because you have to tell my, all these things.
No, no. And to, I want to understand how can be Lalita Vishaka and Lalita Radharani at the same time. I don't know how expertly you were explaining that.
You are very great, thief.
If I was a great thief, I would understand what you had said. I'm a little thief.
No, you want to...
How did you get explanation of that point?
Black thief. So that is human being. So we'll not come to you.
You want me to turn it off and then you can explain?
They'll still come to you.
Because we will never be able to explain like you can explain. So we will tell something and they will become confused. And they will come to you to get proper explanation. They will all come to you. I think you are afraid that more will come to you, not less will come to you.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was covered with Radha, covered by the body of him, in power of Radha, and this beauty of complex Radha, you know? Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Dwarka in Jagannath Mandir to think himself to be as he is in Krishna. And then he comes to Chaitanya, he thinks himself that I am in. Because there is a Kanyan, right?
As Radharani thinks for Krishna.
Next, Krishna thinks by the mood of Radhika, because the whole mood is of Radhika. So this mood of Radhika is but Mahaprabhu that I am in Vrindavan. Here is Krishna heart, here is that once you were, and here is the garden, here is the garden, and here is the garden in that, and he becomes one. Then he looks in, I am in Vrindavan. At once Radha Bhav and what subsides. In Krishna Bhav, what a then he thinks himself that I am Krishna, so he becomes Krishna. No? And Swarup Damodar and Gadadhar Adya and Rayana, not Rayana, but perhaps Rayana. So Gadadhar becomes Srimati Radhika, there, in the left. And Swarup Damodar becomes Lalita. And thinking Krishna, Radha and Lalita both, Gadadhar and stood down, the board becomes flat, like this.
So those deities are manifestation of those personalities themselves.
And they become, the thinking and thinking Krishna, they become Krishna power. And mood also comes like Krishna. Then Lalita, that is our planet, Lalita, took the float of Krishna and began to this is the thing here.
This is the inner.
Inner. But here also, when Satan now will dig up the Gopinath in the form of sitting came out.
In the form of sitting?
Sitting.
Not standing.
That what Babaji was saying.
Oh.
That there are so many things, there are so many books that he came in the city. And Lalita and Vishakha also came out from sand.
At the same time?
In the same. And figure established.
This must be one of many opinions, though. This must be only one opinion. Means that our in Chaitanya Chaitanya our commentary.
Chaitanya Chaitanya is no commentary about this.
But if someone
only it has been told there that only Gopinath was no Oprahita. I think that later on only Bhakti has gone. But the mood is the same.
So in all the different ideas, the mood is like this. It may have happened a little bit like this.
It may be. Others are thinking in other ways. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called us to like this.
But we think that he sat down for the special good opportunity, isn't it?
When the Jadhar Pandit was worshipping Tota Gopinath, were Lalita and Vishakha there, the other deities there?
Only that we don't find.
There's no authoritative reference.
But yet, we should believe that Radha and Krishna and Lalita are there. No confusion, nothing. Whether they are from originally they are not. When we show, we see, we should see that Lalita and Srimati Radhika is beautiful.
So sometimes we say that Lalita and Vishakha are beautiful.
Lalita and Vishakha are
can be both. There is no fault in thinking either one. The other day, you said that you knew something about this Mukunda, who is Vrinda Devi. Because I asked you, does Vrinda Devi play any part?
I told that I will tell you the Mukunda, I will see the list.
I checked it in my list, I have some of the persons that were going to look at it. And it said it's Shrikanda Mukunda.
I have seen, but I have not known.
I just wanted to know if Vrinda Devi played any role in Mahaprabhu.
I knew after doing counting this. If I knew, should not say that Vrinda Devi is always in Vrinda. Vrinda. And this is
but if Mahaprabhu
is you, we don't know that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vrinda. Who was Vrinda Devi?
I was just wondering if she played any role in his pastime, or if she had no reason
to do that. Anything?
Yeah, at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells the Shikshastra prayers.
This is great.
Did Mahaprabhu write those prayers at the end of his life here, or were they written earlier?
What?
When did he write those prayers?
When did he compose the Shikshastra?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in Gambhira, in last place. And he used to explain the Sultanata Mika. It has been written here. Leimata Mahaprabhu Gaita Mika Sari, 28.
সেই সেই ভাবে নিজে শ্লোক করিয়া শ্লোকের অর্থ আস্বাদায় দুই গণগুল কোনোদিন কোনোভাবে শ্লোক কথা সেই শ্লোক আশা দিতে রাখি যায় হি ইউজ টু কম্পোজ সো মেনি শ্লোক অলসো সরুতা মদান বা রামানন্দ দে ইউজ টু এক্সপ্লেন ইচ আদার হর্ষ প্রভু কাহিনি শুনল রামরা নাম সংকীর্তন কল পরম চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কলিতে কৌক রামরা গো দামোদান রামান তিন কলযুগ নাম সংকীর্তন ইজ দ্য বেস্ট সাধন সাধন সংকীর্তন যজ্ঞ করো কৃষ্ণ আরাধন সেই তো শুনে যা পায় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ সৌ তো দিল কীর্তন দেবিল হাত সৌরী কৃষ্ণ বিকজ দিন শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম ইট এস হাই সৌ দট যতই সংকীর্তন প্রায় যোজন তিনি শুনে দিতা দোষ দ্বার পঠন তো ইন্টেলেকচুয়াল নাম সংকীর্তন উপাঙ্গ অস্ত্র সং মানে নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অঙ্গ উপাঙ্গ মানে অদ্বৈতাচার অস্ত্র মানে নাম সংকীর্তন পাথকম মানে অংশ গাইডেন্স অফ মেন তো পার্কল যুগ ইট হ্যাজ বিন ডিসাইডেড দ্যাট নাম সংকীর্তন ইজ যুগধর নাম সংকীর্তন হয় সর্বনাথ না সব শুভদায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম হ্যাঁ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কম্পোজ দে শ্লোক অ্যান্ড্রু গোস্বামী রোহিত অ্যান্ড অল শ্লোক বা জীবন ইন ফর্টি আওয়ার্স তো ইন লাস্ট ডেজ in Puri, in Gambhira, these slokas were chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Radharamananda Sanskrit.
You're sleeping?
Gurudev thinks how much
for so many days you've been speaking so much to so many people.
Advaita Acharya wrote one message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman. Please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, vice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in material and the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, has spoken these words.
What?
This message was given to...
But you understand.
I was going to ask you.
What?
I was going to ask you.
You should read that.
Because after that everybody became unhappy.
Unhappy?
Swarup Damodar became unhappy.
Right.
I think...
What you are understanding by this?
These words,
they have explained anything?
There's no explanation given along with these verses.
But they have anything?
Only the verses.
In this translation is there?
Just what I told you.
But that you should take all these things and buy in the market at Calcutta and you have some water.
One more of them.
Sell in the marketplace and you will have some coffee.
Coffee for
one only I...
The meaning of the verse, I don't know, we're asking you.
No, what?
Those now mad in ecstatic love.
Ecstatic love means?
Take a friend. It just says the word all. And that is the translation. Persons who have become mad in ecstatic love and no longer interested in the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, ball.
Ecstatic when again?
Ball, ecstatic.
Ecstatic love man?
Usually it means a friend.
You
can see it in Bengali there.
No. You could see here.
Yeah.
He is telling that in market rice is full, but no one is willing to
buy.
Here, who are not willing to buy, and what is rice? What is it?
Material things, representing material pleasures.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought rice to sell. But now everyone has that thing and they have collected so much that they don't want to take more. Then what is the meaning? Rice?
Please inform him that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand. No, nobody.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought it from Goloka Vrindavan, that rice. But
now it is not Nibbana in matter. What is the meaning?
It lies in time.
In a bond arrangement, it has been
so much of it, they have so much already.
That it has been given so much. Those who they are requiring, their requirement is full. So they don't want because they have that rice. If a man has collected so much rice, how he will collect more? So they are wanting is fulfilled. So in market, no.